This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Cabinet, chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved to confer the status of classical language to Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali languages. The classical languages serve as a custodian of India's ancient cultural heritage, embodying the essence of each community's historical and cultural milestone. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has expressed happiness and joy as the Union Cabinet has approved to confer the status of classical language to Marathi. Union Cabinet has also approved the signing of letter of intent enabling India to join the International Energy Efficiency Hub. It is a global platform dedicated to fostering collaboration and promoting energy efficiency worldwide. The move solidifies India's commitment to sustainable development and aligns with its efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Briefing media after the meeting, the Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, said that this decision will help India gain access to an exclusive 16-nation group sharing strategic energy practices and innovative solutions. Union Cabinet has also approved productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for over 11,72,000 railway employees. The bonus amount will be 2,029 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said that the payment of productivity-linked bonus acts as an incentive to motivate the railway employees for working towards improvement in the performance of the railways. Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana to promote sustainable agriculture and Krishonati Yojana to achieve food security for agriculture self-sufficiency. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions taken in the cabinet meeting relate to increasing farmers' income and ensuring food security to the middle class people. Government has also approved National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Seeds for 2024-25 to 2030-31 with outlay of 10,103 crore rupees. This has been done with an aim to make India self-reliant in oilseed production in the next 7 years. Mr. Vaishnav said that the newly approved NMEO oil seeds will focus on enhancing the production of key primary oilseed crops such as rapeseed, mustard, groundnut, soybean, sunflower and sesamum. Union Cabinet has also approved the Chennai Metro Rail Project Phase 2 comprising three corridors. The total length of the approved lines will be around 119 km with 128 stations. Once Phase 2 is fully operational, the Chennai city will have a total metro rail network of 173 km. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi today. The third edition of the Kautilya Economic Conclave will be held from today till 6th of October. This year's conclave will focus on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation and the implications for growth, principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana ended last evening. On the last day of election campaign in Haryana, star campaigners of various parties held public meetings and roadshows to garner public support in favor of the candidates. The single-phase polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held tomorrow. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of October, along with Jammu and Kashmir. The government has launched the pilot project of the Prime Minister's internship scheme. The scheme, which was announced by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Union Budget 2024-25, aims to provide internship opportunities to 1 crore youth in top 500 companies over 5 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. Subramaniam Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Sri Lanka today. The visit will be the first high-level engagement between India and Sri Lanka since President Anura Kumara Dissanayake assumed office last week. In cricket, Harmanpreet Kaur-led India will begin the Women's T20 World Cup 2024 campaign against Sophie Devine's New Zealand in Dubai this evening. Meanwhile, West Indies will face South Africa in the match scheduled for the afternoon. Akashvani will broadcast bilingual off-tube live commentary in Hindi and English of the match. Yesterday, Pakistan defeated Sri Lanka by 31 runs in the second match of the tournament played in Sharjah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.